we know that eating well and eating sensibly is a vital component of being healthy. We know that moving your body on a regular basis is another very important aspect. To bring it all together, though, is that mind-body connection, that spiritual place that we can cultivate, and the newer science that just absolutely has intrigued me, and part of what motivated me to leave the hospital setting and go out on my own, is that when we learn to quiet our minds by practicing a routine relaxation, which could be just a few moments of intentional sitting and focusing on the breath, or it could be a full-blown hour and a half yoga practice or a meditation. When we engage in those quieting behaviors, it literally changes our brain chemistry, and it changes our ability to make behavior change. When our brain is excited all the while, which most of us walk around in a pretty excited state because we're being bombarded by stimulation and where we have to go next and our obligations and such, the brain is not able to tease out the prioritizing of ourselves to make these big changes. So we take it back a step and start with small step goals that allow us to slowly introduce new behaviors that will lead to a long-term commitment to optimal health. So instead of going on a diet, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, going on a diet, which I absolutely don't support, we'll talk about what kinds of foods can you eat this week that would be more nutritious, or it would be a little bit different than what you're used to, and would slowly bring you onto that place of where you're eating more of the plants, for instance, which we know are of good quality for optimal health. So it wouldn't be about, I'm going to become a vegetarian, or I'm not going to eat meat again. It's not about what you have to give up, but what can you introduce into your life slowly and pleasantly that allows you to feel well and bring in these new choices little by little.